I'm a Rocky fan.
Oh.
But this is going to trip you out. I actually got chills. I was reading about you and prepping because I've known about you for a long time. And like, I got to have something in common with this dude.
Right.
I got to have something in common with him. And so Sly's a friend of mine too now, which is really weird. But I'm a Rocky fan, but I'm really a Rocky 1 fan. But not only am I a Rocky 1 fan, I've watched the 14th round.
Oh my God.
See?
Now my chills are coming.
Yeah, I've watched the 14th round of the Rocky 1 movie. I'll venture to say, I can't count them, but it's got to be more than 1,000 times
yes.
in my life.
Easy.
And so when I was a little boy and all the turmoil in my life and the dysfunction in my family and the things I wanted to achieve, I learned to visualize in my life by watching Rocky. That was my visualization. The fitness part, the training, the overcoming stuff. There's just this little part of me that's like a little mini Rocky in there. It's why I love working out. And for me, it was the way he would take punishment. It's at the end of the 14th when he goes, cut me, Mick, and Mick cuts him, right? So they're gonna think we're both just crazy. But what have you watched that a couple times? And what did it do for you? I just wanna finish on this, because like, this taught me to visualize and dream. There were no, my family's not like yours, but there's no dreaming or visualizations or motivation or go do something special. There was nothing like that in my house. I had Rocky, and mainly Rocky 1. I love them all, but like the Rocky 3 running on the beach scene, all that. But Rocky 1, 14th round at least 1,000 times. What about you?
No shit. At least 20,000 times. Why is that?
Yes.
I've dissected that 2 minutes and some seconds, 2 minutes and 13, 14, 15 seconds, at least 20,000 times. When I did the pull-up record, and I finally broke it.
Took you three times.
Yep, did 4,030 in 17 hours. I listened to one song for 17 hours, and it was going the distance. 2 minutes and 13, something, 14 seconds.
On a loop.
But first, this guy named Nandor, he kept playing out loud for everybody. And I brought my own little iPad. I don't ever listen to music. But I was failing so many times at this record, I had to go to that place. So I said, you know what, I don't want to bore you all anymore with this same song, because I had a crew of people there filming it, you know, because it had to be documented. So I didn't want them to be there for 17 hours listening to the same song, kind of boring. So I put it in my ears, listened to the whole time. But I'm going to go a step further. In that round, when Rocky gets knocked down, and Mickey's saying, stay down, stay down, and he's getting up. Apollo Creed thinks that he knocked him out. So I have this thing called taking souls, okay? And when you see Apollo Creed turns around, arms in the air, I got him. Do you see when he turns around and he sees, because Apollo Creed knows, I was fucking this dude up.
Yep.
He kept coming after me and I finally knocked him down. When he turns around and looks at Rocky and he says, and watches him get up, and Rocky gets his gloves and motions him to come to him.
Yes.
Apollo puts his head down and just goes like this. It's not so much Rocky getting up. That's big for me. Apollo Creed's face became every motherfucker that verbally and non-verbally looked at me. Because you know that look they give you when you think that, you know, they may not tell you you're a piece of shit. You're nobody, but they look at you almost like, you poor thing. I got them all on that phone. You know that little wheel you have with everybody's name on it and phone numbers and shit? I got them all in that motherfucker in my head. And I spin that bitch every motherfucking day. And I know right now, whether you hate me, love me, I'm a fucking dick, I'm a this, I'm a that, whatever you want to think, I made it. And I know all of you motherfuckers are looking just like Apollo Creed did, because I just kept getting the fuck up. And all I wanted people to do in my life, I don't care about the fucking money, I don't care about the fucking fame, I don't care if all my followers go away tomorrow. I wanted a lot of people that doubted me to look like Apollo Creed did in that 14th round, because I got back up repeatedly. And when you keep on getting back up like that, no matter how strong the person is that's beating the shit out of you, they eventually look at you and say, you know what, I'm tired. And I just want people to be tired. Just be tired. I want to make you tired because I just continue. So that's what that movie did to me. That movie changed how I looked at life.
Me too.
It did.
Let me give you the best of ancient script. Here's what it says. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, do it with all your strength, and do it with all your power. What a good philosophy. That kind of philosophy revolutionizes your life if you haven't picked it up late.
Study yourself. Make yourself better. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Learn from them. Don't change who you are to become somebody else. Think about the time that you spend in your life trying to be somebody you're not. If you put that time and effort and energy into being who you were and who you are, how much farther along would you be in life?
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
I challenge anybody to do the following. Take four subjects: sales, negotiation, human nature, and money. Four topics. Read every book on negotiation above 400 reviews on Amazon. That's 4+ star. Read any book that's above 4-star, 25 of them, 400 reviews on sales. Read any book on human nature, psychology, persuasion, negotiation, any of that stuff. 4-star, like how to win friends, you know, all that stuff. Then read any book on money with 400+ reviews. Read principles, like things like that by Dalio, by Buffett. And for 2 years, obsess over doing that. For 2 years, you do it, you come back to me, nothing changed, I'll fund the whole cost that you had here. As a matter of fact, you won't even come back to me because you forgot about it because you're killing the marketplace. The market rewards people who outwork and outimprove. It's proven.
The universe doesn't give you what you want. The universe gives you who you are. People misunderstand that. They think the law of attraction is being obsessed with what you want. But no, if you want something, it doesn't mean you're going to get it. The universe will reflect to you what you are. And Beckwith calls this the law of resonance. So you got to become that which you seek to be. Now, lofty questions works because it's actually getting you there. So when you ask a question such as, why do I have the fit muscular body of an athlete? You're tricking your subconscious by shifting your identity, and you will find that the universe will start to reflect that. If you ask yourself a question, why am I so kind and compassionate to everyone around me? Or why do I only eat healthy foods? Or why am I so brilliant at being an entrepreneur? You're shifting your identity at a fundamental level, almost like self-hypnosis, and the universe will start to reflect that, and your life will start accelerating and changing at a really rapid pace. This is actually the most effective manifesting technique I know. But if you sit down and you hope and you hope and you try to focus your mind on one thing over and over and over again, doesn't mean you're going to get that.
Because if you don't, here's what happens. We call it the law of diminishing intent. We intend to when the idea strikes us. We intend to when the emotion is high. But now if you don't translate that into action fairly soon, now the intent starts to diminish, diminish, diminish. And a month from now, it's cold. A year from now, can't be found. So act. Set up a discipline when the emotions are high and the idea is strong and clear and powerful. That's the time to set up the discipline. Somebody talks about good health and you're stirred. Say, right, I need to get a book on nutrition. Get the book before the idea passes and before the emotion gets cold. Go for the book. Start the library. Start the process. Fall on the floor. Do some push-ups. Action. Got to take action.
The first million is hard, but the second million is inevitable. It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
Work is more important to a man than woman. God gave man work before he gave him woman. God didn't make woman until man had work. So the most important thing that a man really needs is not woman. It's work. A woman can never make you a man. Work makes you a man.
You might find it a little difficult, but hey, you can't just read the easy stuff.
Key phrase to add here in parentheses, don't just read the easy stuff. You won't grow. You won't change. You won't develop. Tackle the more difficult stuff.
Reasons for doing well. First is personal reasons. Some people do well for recognition. Some people do well for respect. Some people do well for the way it makes them feel. They love the feeling of being a winner. Those are good reasons. And it's not because they need the money. It's because they need the joy and the satisfaction and the pleasure that comes from being a constant winner. And see, it's not just the money anyway. It's the journey, not the money.